Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Baruch atah Adonai, blessed are you Adonai, Jehovah Cherub, the Lord, the sword. Adonai bless you and keep you. Adonai make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. Adonai turn his face toward you and grant you shalom. The Lord has not released me from Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 48 verse 6. You have heard these things foretold. Look at all this that has been fulfilled. And you, will you not declare it? I proclaim to you specific new things from this time, even hidden things which you have not known. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 27. Why, O Jacob, do you say and declare, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and the justice due me escapes the notice of my God. Let your cry, your calling out, be unto the Lord, to no one else, and to nothing else. Remember, the Lord says, call unto me. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 2 in the Amplified. Thus says the Lord, who made the earth, the Lord who formed it to establish it. The Lord is his name. Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things, fenced in and hidden, which you do not know, do not distinguish and recognize, have knowledge of and understand. There is so much going on in the world today. I could make a list of names, and they are all important. Afghanistan, Israel, Australia, America. So allow me to use the phrase worldwide. Can you pray with me, make this declaration with me? Would you declare with me God's justice? Say with me, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare God's justice shall rule worldwide. For Isaiah chapter 30 verse 18 says, for the Lord, you are a God of justice. For such a time as this, this is a wonderful time to be alive, because now what you call forth shall be. So I declare it. Holy Spirit, rivers of living water, Holy Spirit, fire, cast your net on the other side. Caleb, Joshua, I call you forth. God's Holy Spirit gives you a fresh anointing. Pray and ask, my brothers and sisters, pray and ask. Do not be weary in standing. Do not be weary in well doing. Get excited for God, because he is exciting. But I feel just at this moment that someone listening has a heavy heart, and the Lord says to you, you are beautiful. Maybe something happened to come against the way you look, but right now Jesus himself says to you, you are beautiful. And I remind you and declare over you, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. And the Lord says, no plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. The Lord says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And Lord, you have told us that thou will keep in perfect peace those whose mind is stayed on thee. I declare The Lord is good, and his mercies endure forever. And I declare that the Lord will deliver us out of all the afflictions that the enemy sends. And the Lord says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I declare that with every temptation and test, the Lord will provide a way out. Remind yourself, child of God, the joy of the Lord is your strength, for he is your strength and your shield, your horn and your buckler. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And Jesus says, I am the rock of ages. I am the lily of the valley. I am the bright and morning star. I am the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And at my name, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. Hallelujah. Would you declare with me now David's battle cry? Declare David's battle cry with me. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me by still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You, Lord God, anoint my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I continue to declare, you are anointing oil. Those who are standing now have proved they know their God, no matter what. Through the gross darkness, in the gross darkness, I know I have had to cling with my bare teeth to the Holy Spirit to keep me in him, full of him, so there is no room for the enemy, and I am sealed no matter what. And we have said this for years, but had no idea what we were saying. We would say, well, the end time army will be standing shoulder to shoulder, looking up at Jesus, not looking to the left, no distractions, not looking to the right, no distractions. Standing, the end time army will be standing shoulder to shoulder, looking up at Jesus. When Jesus moves to the left, we move to the left. When Jesus moves to the right, we move to the right. We had no idea what we were saying and how hard it would be. So, this is the time of Gideon's army. Are you one of Gideon's 300? Jesus knows his 300. Those who watch skillfully, even when on their knees, who see with their eyes and hear with their ears all that the Spirit would say to them as they keep their eyes fixed on Jesus. Hallelujah. We have to move from our faith into Jesus's faith. Let me say that again. We have to move from our faith into Jesus's faith. Change is here. Stand in your place again. Cast your net again. Cast your net on the other side of the boat. Not your will, but God's will be done. Trust in the Lord, Caleb. Spirit of Caleb, Spirit of Joshua, I call you forth in every listening heart. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 36. O Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, let it be known today that you are God. We declare your justice, El Shaddai, shall be seen worldwide. Amen and amen. So praise Almighty God for what he has done. Praise him for what he is doing. Praise Almighty God for what he is about to do. And I have said this before. Please listen. What is coming is going to be like a huge explosion. A huge explosion that will ignite the fulfillment of the ingathering of the harvest, which will ignite, be the catalyst for supernatural healing. It will set the captives free. For those of us who have held fast and believed and prayed and repented and fasted and trusted and prayed, it will be an explosion such as will propel us and encourage us and confirm in us and revive us for the supernatural time of the ingathering of the harvest. Do not let ungodly media tell you what to believe. You belong to Almighty God. Believe Almighty God. Be a child of God. Live as a child of God. Be about your Father's business. If you are here now, you are in the right place. And the Lord has impressed on me that Florida has a good governor in Ron DeSantis. So would you pray with me? Would you say, Lord, thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven in Ron DeSantis. And I call forth President Donald Trump to stand in his anointed position of David. Lord, let thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven in Donald J. Trump. Because when all of this is over, it has to be said that no one could have done this but our God. Because as with the United States of America, so with the rest of the world. And we are, I remind you, Psalm 64, which is the blueprint of current events. We are in verse 7, which says, but God will shoot them with an unexpected arrow. Suddenly they will be wounded. And this is where we are now. So they will be caused to stumble. Their own tongue is against them. And right now, all who gaze at them will shake the head in scorn. Then all men will fear God's judgment. They will declare the work of God. And they will consider and wisely acknowledge what he has done. And the righteous will rejoice. Hallelujah. And if you would like to receive, to ask Jesus to come into your heart and come into your life and be your Lord and Savior, would you say these words with me? Hallelujah. Would you say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sin. I repent of my sins right now. I say I am sorry. I turn away from them. And I ask you to forgive me right now. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart, come into my life, and be my Lord and my Savior. And I believe that you died and rose again on the third day. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, would you fill me completely? Leave no room for the enemy. I ask you, Holy Spirit, show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. Hallelujah. Now you remember you are a child of the living God. You remember that you are blood bought. Remember that you are precious in his sight and remain in your Lord Jesus. Amen and amen.
You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772 34